Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Get My Whoopin' Stick. He says, I used to beat my kids to your podcast, but now we just smoke cones and listen together. Our family has never been closer.
Wow.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations on that.
That is
fucking really
epic.
Good.
We should be charging by the hour for that therapy. Do you know how much they make, bro?
Therapists?
Yeah.
I mean, do they make that much?
Like $30 an hour, I reckon?
Yeah, therapy is like $180 a session.
I don't pay my therapist at all. I just tell her about my problems. I spit on her. No, wait. That's a hooker. That's
mom?
A hooker. Sorry, my bad. No,
what are you doing?
Not a therapist. Different line of work there.
Hey, dude, sexual healing is a real thing. Marvin Gaye.
I'm joined today by my co-host.
You're Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
It's Pride Month.
Yeah, what the fuck? Jesus Christ,
it is Pride Month.
Well, yeah, it's anyone Pride can be Marvin Gaye. Is there a problem with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
I'm joined today by my co-host, Marvin Gaye.
How's it going? I'm Marvin Gaye.
There's Marvin, and he happens to be gay. It's not a big deal. Pride Month.
Yeah. Marvin Pride Gaye. Month.
No, of course, it's Jay, a.k.a. McCreamy. We are also joined by Swagger Souls himself.
Hey, we pimp chimpin'.
And it's Matt.
Yo, my name's Matt.
My name's Matt. What do we got going there? You playing Cat's Cradle?
Oh, how do you do that shit again? Where you go like with the fingers, right? Like
yeah, with the fingers. Come on, show the camera. Show the camera.
Oh fuck, I don't know if I can do this, bro. That's been a minute since middle school.
There you go. You got it.
Oh
wait. Yeah, thread that through.
Yeah,
go, Matt.
I can't handle this pressure.
Skill.
He does not have it.
Go, look at that.
Oh yeah, that's it.
Oh,
no way.
He's done it.
He made a vagina.
To anyone listening on audio alone, Matt is doing some bullshit with a rubber band. It's the peak of entertainment here on the Misfits Podcast. By the way, guys, you can listen to this podcast 24 hours early on Spotify exclusively.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
24 hours early on Spotify?
That is a whole day, Swagger. That's like a whole day.
A whole fucking day.
It's a whole day earlier. And I'm pretty sure that Spotify now has video as well.
They
can see us right now, right?
From what I heard,
yeah,
is that it's slowly being rolled out to different people. I'm not sure what the rollout entails.
Are we even supposed to talk about
what
that?
What I do know is that I have no idea. We'll have this cleared. But I know, I think it's like near our anniversary, which is probably the next podcast coming up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it'll be rolled out to everybody and everyone will be able to enjoy us on video.
On Spotify.
That's so
24
lit.
Hours early.
That's incredible. Damn. Man, the 2-year anniversary of the show. What the hell?
Two-year anniversary.
What the fuck?
That's fucked. It's been 2 years.
What the frick?
We just started that shit like 2 months ago.
I just realized I have my Twitch chat on. And just,
someone
in my offline chat just popped up in the corner of the screen. I'm going to turn that off real quick.
Oh, you guys. Twitch abandoned us. The bottom left.
Very
well done.
Okay. Anyway.
I was talking about
2 years. I can't believe we're coming up on 2 years. I guess we should probably talk about that more on the actual anniversary itself, but holy fuck. We've been doing
this a while.
It'd
be a little celebration.
Yeah, true. What else is new? What's going on in the world?
I found out that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, we did as well.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I only just found out, though.
You just found out? Yeah, James was just saying before the show started that he's just watched a documentary on Netflix about Jeffrey Epstein, and I've also seen the same documentary. Jay, what
are your thoughts? I watched one episode along with you, Cam, and it was pretty fucking horrible.
He's fucked as, but he's rich. He's so rich. He's got so much money.
Yeah,
he owns everything.
He dead, bro.
Is he dead?
Mm. Like, what the fuck actually happened to him?
Look, everyone knows that there's no way a guy like that kills himself. You know, like there's just no way that guy killed himself. He's
like the El Chapo of like America, right? No, not at all.
No, not at all. Actually, no comparison.
Not at all. Like, completely.
But they were both rich, so like
they were both rich,
and they were both kind of bad.
Who do you think was worse, El Chapo or Jeffrey Epstein?
Why are you gonna do that to me? How can I pick?
It's kind of a lose-lose question.
Yeah, what the fuck? Because Jeffrey Epstein's fucked, but I don't know what El Chapo really did.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't like kill people, did he?
El Chapo probably murdered tons of cunts. Are you kidding me?
Oh fuck! I reckon Jeffrey Epstein's worse. If I had to.
Yeah, I mean Jeffrey did literally molest a lot of people. So
yeah, I know. Like what the fuck? And got away with it for like so long.
For ages. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of a crazy story. And you know, the thing is that a guy like that, because he clearly, like, in his head, just didn't care at all, right? Like, complete and utter sociopath or a psychopath or whatever the fuck you want to call it. There's just no way that he killed himself. He either got killed in that prison or he got bailed out by his rich buddies. And he's living somewhere.
He's living on his private island.
Yep. Probably just raping the wildlife or something. I don't know.
Legit. Like, some...
he's moved on to other endeavors. All right. On the topic of who's worse, let's play it again. Who's worse, Genghis Khan or Hitler? Talk about it.
Hitler.
Okay. You reckon? Who the fuck's Genghis Khan?
Genghis... Genghis Khan was that dude that was like, hey, I'm from Mongolia. I'm going to fucking take over the entirety of Asia and rape everybody I see.
Yeah.
And then he did.
Why are there so many rapers?
I know, right? Isn't it crazy? Fuck Isn't it like something like 20 or like some absurd percentage of people in Asia have like Genghis Khan DNA?
Yeah.
It's
like,
oh my god,
5% or some shit like
him.
That.
It was either Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun. I'm pretty
sure.
No,
it was Genghis Khan. It was Genghis Khan. Yeah, I heard that.
He murdered everybody shorter than him.
Oh shit!
Which I think is fucking. Oh no, not everyone shorter.
They're taller than.
Oh, I was gonna say. Imagine if he's like 6'8".
Yeah. Right. So everyone taller than Genghis, he fucking murdered. Which, you know, I can kind of be like, you know.
Imagine a midget.
It's understandable.
Just like thousands of midgets riding on horses.
You can't call them midgets. You can't do that.
I mean, small people, tiny people, little people.
I don't know. Dwarves.
Maybe.
Dwarves.
Little guys. I don't know.
Little guys. Little boys.
Little people.
We are just so fucking stupid.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But
apparently, that's the reason why people in Asia. Are shorter than the average height in globally.
Interesting. Yep. That's an actual interesting statement.
Yep. Yeah. Genghis was a short king.
He was definitely a short guy. I don't know if we can call what he did king shit swagger. So.
I mean, he literally ruled over Asia.
Yeah, I mean, he was a king in that sense. But
it was literally king shit.
Yeah.
He was the emperor.
It was literally king shit. Yeah. We stand Genghis Khan.
We stand Genghis.
Yeah, no, Genghis. Hitler probably was worse, though. I mean, he did do some
bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
No one really likes Hitler.
He ate a chocolate bar a day. That's fucking unreal.
Genghis Khan or Hitler?
Huh?
Surely Genghis Khan killed more people.
I don't know.
I mean, under his power, who killed more?
I think Hitler probably killed more indirectly. Like, how many people did Hitler really kill, like, by his own hand? Genghis killed a lot of cunts
probably
by
none.
His own hand, I think.
Yeah,
but
that,
also
yeah.
his armies, obviously, as well. You know?
Yeah, fuck, that's so weird. Oh, no. I reckon Hitler's worse, so I'm just going to lock in the answer.
I'm locking
in B.
Khan's probably worse.
I'm locking Hitler.
All right, well, you can let us know in the comments who's worse.
Yeah, who's
top
worse, Genghis or Hitler?
Yeah, who's team are you on? Who do you stand more?
Monkey is.
History's wild, man. There's so many people... doing influential things on either a fucked up level or a good level right throughout human history. And here
100%.
We are in 2020 and shit is just getting wild, you know? Like, I really think I really think it's just the beginning of a fucking absolute descent.
We learn from our mistakes. Oh, wait. Do we?
Do we? Yeah, do we actually?
I was trying to say some like philosophical shit, but we apparently just don't.
History constantly repeats itself over and over again. It's a cycle. We're trapped in a cycle of time.
Hey, what's the saying? History doesn't repeat, but it rhymes.
Mm, damn.
So
you a poet? Like,
bars how does this that... fucking year, bro.
So
God damn.
Like, you know, the same exact thing isn't going to happen, but something similar to the past is going to repeat itself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's never exact, obviously.
Yeah, it's never exact.
But,
you know.
That's kind of like taking the saying a bit too literally, I think. So, you know what I'm saying? More just that the general concept of how things turned out in the past repeat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever tried DMT?
Like a pendulum. Swing.
It swings.
Pendulum.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, world is fucked right now.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking.
Yeah.
I kind of miss when Australia was on fire.
Yeah, it was simpler times.
Cool. It was simpler times.
It was. It was like, well, it's burning, but, you know, what are you going to do? It's just nature.
Who's really dying? Just, well, I mean, all the animals were.
Yeah, a lot of animals.
Yeah, a lot of animals. People were dying as well.
People,
but, you know.
People died. Yeah. Firefighters, you know, risked their lives.
Fuck.
Kind of ignorant thing to say, man.
What did you say, Matt?
I was like, it's not like anyone was dying. Then I was like, oh, wait, no, the animals were. Then the house.
Yeah, weren't like, yeah, no, there literally like of billions of like wildlife dead?
Yeah, like actually, billion. Like actually a billion,
billion
what the
wildlife
fuck?
Dead.
Jesus Christ, man.
Do you think animals like have their own history that they tell, you know, when they talk to each other with their animal voices?
Well,
I don't think they have written language.
No, yeah, I think that's like where you're wrong. I think it's an ancient civilization of animals that passed down knowledge through generations.
I heard some cunts found a 79-million-year-old mosquito. That cunt's got stories to tell, bro. Like,
is that the one with all the dinosaur
I wonder how many
DNA?
Times he's gotten AIDS, like, actually.
Like, that's AIDS.
79 million years?
He's been carrying AIDS for 79 million years. How many cunts like, that guy bit?
I actually wonder, like...
Fuck. It's gonna be one of those
Hitler, Genghis
mosquitoes.
Khan, or this fucking mosquito. Like,
yeah, he probably remembers.
That's
like,
the new option.
Biting fucking, you know, Cleopatra and shit. Fucking
legit.
Around.
That dude has stories to tell.
Like the DNA out of him. It's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, man, we need to get that guy
on the podcast.
Yeah, that mosquito on the podcast.
Mosquito on the podcast.
Misfits podcast featuring a 79-million-year-old mosquito. He's here on the show.
Just a massive microphone in front of it.
Yo, how annoying is it when you're trying to go to sleep and you like just turn off the light and you lay your head down to rest and you close your eyes and then you just hear it in the background of the room, just the.
Oh god, it's the worst.
You guys know that.
And you start like Mr. Miyagiing around the room. Fucking.
You're, like there's a process. Like at first you're like, oh, it's not that bad. I'll just fucking sleep. It'll be fine. Like he won't bite.
And it lands on your face, gets on your ear.
And then, like, for some reason, the cunt just starts coming close. Just goes right by your ear. And you're like, oh my God, I gotta fucking get up and find this thing. And then turn on the light and you're standing up in your bed, like, hands fucking like.
And then you don't hear a single fucking thing.
And
as soon as you turn on the light,
this motherfucker's just fucking with you. And then you'll see him and you chase him around. I've done that countless times back home in New
Whenever
Zealand.
I do that, I feel like fucking Walter White when he's trying to kill the fly that's contaminating his methamphetamine.
That was a good episode of Breaking Bad.
It was
Bad,
a really good episode.
Yeah,
it was.
That was
a good ass show.
Was that supposed
well.
To be like a filler episode? It ended up being like a really good episode.
I think so. Yeah, the entire episode was just in the lab, right? Pretty much.
Mm. Yeah.
No, this is why I sleep with a fan for white noise. Not like
you sleep with a fan.
Don't sleep
what
with
the
fan,
fuck?
Dude.
No, like I sleep with an electric fan.
Oh.
That blows air on me.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
Very nice.
Damn,
yeah, she
that.
Drives a Tesla.
Right, because
that was a bad
right
joke.
On,
she's
bro.
Yeah.
It's a horrible joke. No, an electric fan that blows air.
Yeah, electric like fan.
Yes.
Does it make noise?
Yes.
How do you sleep at night?
Comfortably. White noise is great.
I like white noise as well.
Like
I have to sleep with white noise.
Yeah, it's like I need the ocean or I need like. I remember me and Mason were at the hotel in Boston for PAX East. And none of us could get to sleep because of how fucking quiet it was. And so I turned on my laptop and I put on it was like cosmic space noises, 12 hours.
What does it sound like?
It was just like white noise. It was just fucking literally just
can you like
noise.
Make what it sounds like? Can you
I don't even remember what it sounded like. We were on edibles. and it worked. It worked.
Laptop, like your speakers on your laptop were actually on mute the whole time and you're just hallucinating all the sounds.
Just fucking...
Dude, that sounds sick, bro. Oh my god. I've never
white noise goes hard.
I've never been a white noise kind of guy. I never really sleep to that shit. Sometimes I'll like put on some calming rain sounds. You know?
Rain goes hard as well.
Oh yeah, rain's a good one.
But I like silence. I like to be the complete silence in my coffin when I go to sleep, you know?
I can't sleep in complete silence.
I like listening to my thoughts.
Yeah, you know, my thoughts. I actually have a podcast in my head at all times. It's called It's called being schizophrenic. It's awesome.
Imagine your other personalities are like, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. We're joined today by personality number 3.
Like, hey, guys, I'm feeling really happy.
Stab someone.
Oh, yeah.
In my head, I'm not the host of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm just a guest in my own show.
Fuck,
that's deep.
I'm just a guest in my own show. Fucking every day I wake up, oh, God, it's another episode. Fucking there you go. I talk about some shit. Like, so how you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. He's like, please talk about it. You know?
We need content. Please talk
please
about
talk
it.
About, okay, well, fuck. I guess I'm going to do some streaming and I don't know. Fucking write a tweet. They're like, okay. That's it? That's really it, bud? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you sure?
We got another hour to go.
It's kind of boring. Might want to step up the content, bud. Out there. Damn. Why the fuck do we keep inviting this guy on? I don't know.
Speaking of podcast content, I watched something popped up on YouTube the other day about FPS Russia.
Mm. Yeah.
That guy went to prison, federal prison, for half an ounce of weed.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, not the guns.
They wanted all his guns too, right? Fucking put that guy in jail and take his guns.
What the fuck?
And it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of guns.
It was a lot of shit. It was like that, his artillery, his flamethrower, like all of his collectibles, like everything.
Just for weed.
It was because of the Tannerite, right? It was because they were on the ATF shit list because they kept getting that explosive. They'd shoot a car and it'd fucking explode. I'm pretty sure the material they used was called Tannerite. Mm. And, you know, you're literally purchasing a shit ton of explosives and, you know, blowing it up on this compound of theirs with all these firearms. And as well as that, he's doing all of this with like a Russian undertone, which I'm sure the government.
Yeah. Shit.
Wow. You know, so.
He was not actually Russian at all, though, right? He's just an American.
No, not at all.
He's
an actor, yeah. Literally just, you know, acting. But they just, you know, they got him for half an ounce of weed and just fucked his shit up. Just fucked
him. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So dumb.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. And the way he was describing prison, man, like I had dreams about going to prison that night. And I was like, I would do so shit in prison. I would get so bored.
Imagine. What was the dream like?
I can't remember. All I remember is I was in this like prison cell, and like that was it.
Mm. I feel like if I went to prison, I'd get ripped. I just do push-ups all day.
Yeah, but how many push-ups can you do before it's like, okay, like this? I'm just doing push-ups. It's really boring.
Look at some of those guys in jail. Look how they are. That's all you can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to think like, oh, I'll be so, you know, I'll be all right. I'll just do a bunch of push-ups. But it's actually probably mentally very fucked up. Like, can you imagine your first night in jail?
Yeah,
knowing that you're gonna be there for years, like especially if it's like multiple years.
Yeah,
sentence.
And you know it's years.
You just know, like, oh, so this is just it now. This is my life. Like, there's no going to the shop. There's no scene. You know, there's no meeting up with this cute girl I met on Tinder. There's just hot, steamy Gerard in the showers who wants to fuck me, and the four walls of my cell, and terrible food, and whatever else goes on in prison. I don't know, shivving.
Yeah, it freaked me the fuck out. Hey, I was like, shivving. Oh my god.
I mean, it depends on the prison, obviously, but yeesh.
I'd probably like write books or some shit or something if I was in a cell. You know, just like anything creative to pass the time.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to.
Another thing, you know, if you went to prison for like, say, you were in there for 10 years, as soon as you go into prison, what do you do?
Ooh.
As soon as you get into the prison, as soon as you're in the block,
You do what the movies tell you. You punch the biggest guy in the face, and then you get stabbed, and then you're dead, and then your prison sentence is over.
I know for an absolute fact that any of the people in this call would probably just cry for a long time.
Yeah, legit. I'd cry.
Would probably just actually just cry. Like, I don't think there's anything we have to do. Like, you just, you know, you're fucked. They've got you.
Yeah.
They finally caught you.
If we're speaking strategically,
yeah,
I would go there, and then first night I'd keep to myself. Oh fuck! Yeah, I don't know what else to do after that.
We're massive introverts. We'll probably stay inside, and keep staying inside forever.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm in like general population, I would just walk around and just look as insane and
just
fucking crazy as possible, and just like not even look at people, but just like look like past them, and just like
see
look
through
around.
Just look through everyone you see. Like, my god, that guy just saw right through me.
Just like that kind of thing. Like, just look unhinged and crazy. And if anyone fucks with you, then try your best to beat the shit out of them as violently as possible so everyone else leaves you alone.
Interesting. So you're kind of going like the psychopath, like, don't fuck with this guy. He's clearly crazy.
Well, essentially, if you want to be left alone. There was this one speaker that went to my high school. He used to be a Vietnam veteran. And he was put on morphine because of, you know, I think a battle injury. And then he was discharged, and then because he wanted more morphine, he ended up getting addicted to heroin, he got a drug addiction, and then he got put in jail. Got put in jail for it. Mm. And as soon as he walks in jail, he saw the biggest fucking guy. He said he was like 6'7", fucking ripped. And what he did is he just walked right up to him, and he beat the shit out of him. Like, he, like, unprovoked, what? He just went up to the dude and he just started beating the fuck out of him. Like,
okay.
Like, kneeing him in the face, like, fucking, like, punching him in the head, like, knocking his head against the wall, like, trying to make as big of a scene in front of as many people as possible. And then after that, he said nobody fucked with him. He got, like, an extra year, like half a month. No, not half a month, half a year onto his sentence or something for it. But, he said no one fucked with him. But he was a Vietnam vet, so obviously, I guess he was trained enough to do that.
Yeah, shit, what do you have to lose at that point, word? You know? You're already in jail, might as well go
for it. I don't
know,
dude. I don't know. I mean, if you just fucking walk into jail and just beat the shit out of somebody,
sounds
I think,
like a fake
everyone,
story. You know,
hey, I don't know.
A 6'7" guy just got beat up, just like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would say.
The guy was like 6'5".
Okay, no, that's what I would say if I went into.
Andy's like a vet. He probably knows how to fight. They train
Andy's a vet. He probably.
Yeah, but he's a Vietnam vet. You know.
You trying to say
that?
I don't even know
what that was supposed to be.
We got two Americans in here. Be careful.
I just saw Swagger. I honestly just said it because I wanted to see what Swagger's reaction would be.
The Vietnam vets are the ones you really don't want to fuck with.
I'm just fucking around.
You know, those are the ones with like the PTSD.
No, I think that if I went to prison, like, you know, obviously if I actually went to prison, I would probably just cry and be a little bitch. But, you know, if I was being strategic, what I would probably do is I would go the charisma route and I would just try and make friends and be funny. You know, I'd just be the guy like, no, don't beat that guy up. He's funny. You know, we like him. He's got good jokes.
Don't stab that guy. I like his jokes.
Prison jester.
Him with shivs and you're like, hey, that guy, he told a couple of good jokes. Come on. What
no,
do you
I'm
do?
Serious. Like, I feel like humor has got to be quite important in prison. If you're funny, then you can fucking, people will be like, don't fuck with that guy. He got good jokes.
They're just stabbing you with shivs together. And you're just like, okay, I get the point. And they're like, this guy's got jokes. Then they leave you alone.
Start like a stand-up comedy club in prison.
Honestly, like, you know, that's exactly what I'd do. And I would just be like, you know. I don't know. Oh, look at me. I'm in jail. You know, just like making people laugh and shit.
Oh, we're in here for 25 to life.
Whoa. I need some fucked up food. I'm paying the consequences. No,
hey, I murdered someone back in 64.
I murdered somebody. Who here in the crowd? Oh, yeah, Shorthand. You boys. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to kill tonight up on stage.
Is that Genghis Khan in the back? What the fuck are you doing here, buddy? What the fuck? They finally got you.
We'd do so good in prison.
Yeah, I think we'd do pretty well.
Yeah, we would just have a podcast in prison, but everyone would gather around us at the lunch table.
Just do the podcast from our cell right before everyone goes to sleep.
Yeah, just bringing you great opinions and content, such as Jeffrey Epstein bad and Genghis Khan.
His cell's like three over from mine. Hey, what's up, Epstein? Come on to the podcast. We got a special guest today.
It's Jeffrey Epstein's hanging body.
He's leaving us hanging. What's he doing?
There'd be some fucked guests you could get.
You could get some crazy guests in prison, actually.
Yeah, some interesting stories.
Like, it'd be like that show, Mindhunter.
Mm.
We interview them, but like, it'd be funny.
I don't know about that. It might be tragic.
Not really.
It might be absolutely tragic, you know? But yeah, you could definitely get some good guests in prison. People got to have some good stories. I wonder, I wonder what it would be like. You know, I kind of imagine the culture shock coming out of prison after like a 50-year sentence today. Like with the internet, all this catching up to do culturally.
Can you imagine
with Teslas?
But I imagine it like going in today and getting out 25 years down the line. Just think about how much you'd miss. You know, because I feel like culture is accelerating at a rate that it just never has before.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So much change will occur in our lifetime. That's gonna be fucking nutty. Who knows, man? Who knows? We'll have to ask the prisoners when we eventually go there for something we did.
Yeah. What do you think is the most probable reason you'd go to jail?
Definitely not murdering someone.
Definitely not tax evasion.
Definitely not something I did back in 1984.
Jay's actually a very old man. Wise beyond his years. That's why he only ever shows half his face on the
script
pods. He's hiding
the rest
something.
Of my body is an 84-year-old man's body.
Wrinkled and
I'm a frail old man.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do like a fan art of like a sketch, like a witness sketch of you. Then
a witness sketch.
Or what do they call it? Yeah, the witness sketch.
Putrid Jesus.
Yeah.
I wonder. I don't even want to answer that question. I have no idea. Like, I don't want to accidentally jinx it. You know?
What a terrible.
Dude,
like, what
I really wouldn't be able to survive. I wouldn't be able to survive in jail without gamer subs.
Without
a little bit
true.
Oh shit, a little bit of dragon fruit punch.
That's right.
Gamer subs, my favorite flavor. You know, how else am I going to flavor my cock for a cellmate's lips?
Yeah, how is he gonna get the energy to
gamer subs?
The shiv your cellmate.
Give you a little pep in your step when you go to shiv someone, you know?
Exactly. A couple of shivs, mix the blood with the gamer subs, drink it down. Mm. That's iron, that's potassium, that's all your vitamins and all your nutrients. It's
all you need.
It's all you need.
I'm starting to get a hint of what Swagger might go to prison for.
Shanking someone and drinking their blood and mixing it with a gamer subs.
Drinking the blood of his fellow man.
Dude, come on. It's like, you know. If I was anemic, how else would I get the iron?
Wow. I think you got a lot in common with that 79-year-old mosquito Swagger. Fucking. Anyway, guys, yes, Gamer Subs, shout out. Keeping us sane in prison.
GamerSubs.gg/misfits. Go for 10% off. Pick up a fruity flavor.
Code misfits on GamerSubs.gg. Thanks, guys. I'm kind of enjoying this prison talk.
Honestly, same, dude.
Yeah.
Prison sounds fucked.
Yeah, I mean, what about like a white collar prison? Like, let's say we go to like a really cushy white collar prison. A white collar prison is like just basically prison, but for babies.
Is that like a church? Because like white collar,
it's like for like the tax evasion kind of guys, you know? And
for the rich white guys that are like, nah, don't put me in general population; they'll fucking kill me.
Yeah,
but why is it called white collar?
It's because they committed white collar crimes, which normally is things like embezzling or tax evasion or crimes like of the business world. Crimes. You know,
they go to the cushy prisons with tennis courts and. It's like a minimum security prison.
It's basically a retirement
home.
Maximum. Yeah.
Yeah. They pretty much just go there and eat lobster and
what the fuck?
I don't think it's quite lobster.
Look at the TV.
You know, like it's definitely
depends
still,
on how rich they are.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's the point? Like about going.
Yeah, what's the point
like
in
that?
Even putting them in prison?
You know, I mean, because I guess the punishment is that you're not free to live your life, but. I mean,
but like when you're that rich, you are still free.
I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
well, at least that's what I got
Epstein
from the documentary.
Epstein went to prison. They let him fucking go out. They
yeah,
let him
legit.
Leave. Just let him walk out the door. Pretty sure like once a day. He had to just sleep
it's
there.
It's like work. They just clock in and clock out.
It's just a hotel.
Yeah,
this is a really
yeah,
shit hotel.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Just a hotel.
Fucking.
He could get bitches sent into him and stuff like. All that he was paying.
That.
I'm not joking.
Doing his shit while he was in jail.
Crazy. I didn't think they let him send women into the prison, but he did. You know, leave and then get on a private fucking jet and go to his island, and then you know whatever.
Is it really prison at that point? Like the
not at all.
Yeah,
it's like house arrest, except he can use any of his properties, so he can just go to his private island. You know, it's pretty much like a prison. There, it's an island. It's not like he can leave, but you know. He's dead, guys. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah, that's why it's okay to shit talk him.
Exactly.
I was thinking about it. Like, it's got to be. You have to have a weird kind of like fucked up mindset to get that filthy, like rich. Like, because then it becomes more than just being rich. It becomes like power.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird mindset. I don't know how people can get that. Like,
how much money did he even have? Was he like a billionaire or some shit?
No one really knows, I don't think. But yeah, it was pretty. It was at least
it was like a couple hundred million or something.
Hundreds of millions. Yeah, it's a crazy story. I mean, I think that for someone like him, he's very much a person that was motivated by power. And I think a lot of those like people in those positions are like it's just like the money's like a game, and the money like gives you the power, but it really it's more just about like. The control and the power. It is. I agree,
that's
Jay.
Crazy.
I think you do have to have a certain mindset. I mean, I think there are some billionaires that are actually, you know, all right, maybe. But
yeah,
you never really know until you talk
Elon
to
Musk
him.
Elon
Musk
every now and then. Well,
dude, Elon just.
His Twitter's pretty cool. I'll give
Elon,
him that.
You know, Elon's, you know, kind of an oddball, but he's an oddball in like the good way. Like, he's super eccentric. Mm. You know, like, it's like, you know, he took all the acid, Grimes took all the shrooms, and they both named their son. XAEIA12
Morse code.
Didn't
baby.
They change the name now though?
I think the 12. They weren't allowed to do the 12, so now the 12 is in Roman numerals. So
so they're still allowed to do the AE
same
thing.
Shit. Same
oh, really?
Shit.
Oh, I thought they were just trolling, but that's actually the name.
Well, apparently they're just going to call him X, which is cool.
That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
That's, how do you introduce them to someone? It's like, who is this? Oh, this is my ex.
This is my ex.
They're like, wait, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Hey, all right, Jeffrey.
Oh, shit, bro. What the fuck?
Keep bringing it back up to the Epstein guy. Yeah, no, but...
Dude, Elon's a legend. Fucking, did you see the SpaceX rocket launch, dude? You see the Dragon capsule fucking go up to the ISS?
You know what?
America, another fucking W for America, by the way. Another one.
But hasn't China done that like 40 times before you guys already, though?
What, go to the ISS?
I don't know.
No, they're trying to trick us.
Like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
We were dependent on Russia for like 25, 30 years to get our astronauts to the ISS. And now the Russians are like, oh, shit. Well, you guys have like a cheaper rocket, so we'll just send our cosmonauts up through SpaceX and through America. So, PogChamp. American flag on Mars soon?
That'd
maybe?
Be pog.
Maybe? Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
Nah, Americans are popping off in terms of the space travel.
Space game.
Hey, at least there's some good news coming out of America.
Yeah, that was crazy to watch. How many views did it have?
No, I have no idea. It's I didn't like see it live because of time zones, but I watched the rerun.
Ridiculous.
It was fucking really cool.
Actually see it. I remember seeing the first attempt. And I would like skim through that entire volume. Like, oh, this is so cool. I like, can't wait to see it. And it just didn't happen. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck? That shit was on trending. I was like, damn.
Yeah, there's a VOD on YouTube you could watch.
It was fucking sick, man.
Really, really dope. Soft landing rockets, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah,
how did it take us so long to fucking figure that out?
I don't know.
Funding, bro. Funding. Yeah, everything's money.
It's true, and you know it's crazy to see like how they launched it in the Drew and the Crew Dragon capsule.
Yeah,
you know, all this stuff now is uniquely 21st century. We can safely say that we're using 21st century technology.
They used an iPad to fucking move now. It.
It wasn't an iPad, but it was a touch. it was a touchscreen display.
I think
everything everything involving the computing, the routing, the piloting was all done through a touchscreen in front of
the Windows XP blue screen to death just pops up on it.
Well, it runs on it's like 3x86.
Elon Musk's kid?
Processors. No, it's like they have three processors that all have to agree before it does an action to like negate any errors. Like I read this whole article on it. The entire thing is fucking awesome. The new uniforms are fucking sick. It looks so dope. It looks so dope, dude. Mars colony soon.
Yeah. It's about time to get the fuck out of this planet, I reckon. Sorry, Jay.
I reckon as well. What do you think about the conspiracy, like, when the things cut off when it was about to land again? Oh. Everyone's like, oh, it didn't happen.
Oh, the flat earthers are like, oh, that's our chance.
Like, when it
prove
lands
it
on the mothership and then it cuts out?
Yeah. Everyone's like, nah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, but it has to, it cuts out because, like, the vibrations caused on the ship fucks up with the, the reception. It cuts out for like 15 minutes or not 15
people
minutes,
legit
like
think
seconds.
It's fake because of that.
Oh, did you guys see that documentary Netflix has on the flat earthers?
No, is that Logan Paul's one?
No, it's like Behind the Curve, I think. It's funny as like they bought like this $20,000 instrument that was supposed to like prove that the earth is flat, and then it gave them the wrong, like the right reading to show that the earth is actually round. They're like, huh. Well, that's interesting. We're going to have to look more into that.
Yeah,
it's fucking
like,
weird, man.
Funny watching them do like mental gymnastics. It's so funny.
Yeah, flat earthers are just like, you know, low-hanging fruit to make fun of. It's like making
fun
of Down syndrome. It's just like, you know, at this point, it's just cruel. just let them be fucking stupid.
I just didn't understand. Like, that's such a weird thing to be like, oh, no, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
it's odd,
right?
Like people that deny the moon landing exists. It's just like they're missing a couple of brain cells, and that's okay, and we shouldn't hate them for it.
I think the people are just so desperate for a hobby that they just start fucking thinking like, oh, I'm just gonna start picking apart reality real quick to start
fucking
Shane
Dawson.
It would be more productive for those people to fucking get a toenail collection for their hobby.
Swagger. You don't get a Netflix documentary about having a toenail collection, okay? These people clearly are doing something right. People are paying attention, you know? It's all about getting attention these days, Swagger.
Y'all need to wake up, sheeple.
You gotta wake up, you know? These guys have got to figure it out. Everyone's paying attention to them. Everyone's talking about them. They're practically popping on social media, these flat earthers.
Dude, the earth is flat. 5G radiation causes coronavirus.
Shungite.
The moon landing was fake.
What's that?
What?
Shungite. It was like this Shungite. It's like a, it was like a, it's like a meme, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's like a rock or some shit that's like supposedly
it's part of that, yeah, it's part of that like crystal belief system where like crystals give off certain energies. And
oh,
Shungite is like a
mineral. They don't believe in that shit. Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
I saw a picture of someone, they thought they had like healing energy crystals and they put it all over their steering wheel. So when they hit someone, it would just explode the crystals that were in the car, making a claymore. That's the only thing I remember about that.
Yeah, the whole crystal thing is a very like LA trend. And people believe that the Shungite crystal can absorb radiation associated with 5G. And if you put it around your house, then you're absorbing 5G radiation.
How much these crystals cost? How are they selling them for?
I honestly don't know. I do not know. But I remember
how invest in this guy. That guy's smart. He knows how to make money.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow saying that you can get the bad energy out of your body by putting a crystal egg in your fucking vagina. Have you seen that shit? It's like a jade egg that's supposed to clear your body of negative menopausal energy. It's so disgusting. It's fucking predatory. Like that shit should those practices should be 100% illegal.
Oh,
people that
sure.
Metal science should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
I mean, isn't it illegal?
Fucking abhorrent.
How is that not illegal in the first place? Like, they're just blatantly lying about their product, right?
Yeah, dude, but, like, they don't fucking face jail time. They get fined, but who the fuck cares when, like, they've already made their profit from desperate people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they just get a fine, and they're like, okay, yeah, we'll pay the fine and fucking change it and do something else. Yeah, here's a pussy candle. It smells like my pussy. You know, like,
but then it doesn't actually.
And
apparently.
It doesn't actually, apparently. So it just smells. I mean, if it did, then I'm, you know, maybe she should wash because Jesus is Christ.
I don't know.
The reviews
like
aren't kind.
Maybe it's like a really nice, yummy smell. You don't know. Why are you judging her pussy? You smelled that shit before?
Hey, dude, hey. I haven't smelled it. Whoever smelled it, dealt it. I watched Critical. I watched Charlie. I reviewed the pussy candle a couple of months ago, and he said it wasn't.
Didn't smell good.
He was disappointed. He thought it would have smelled like her pussy, and for some
and then
reason
he said
it didn't even
smell kind of fishy.
I don't even know if it was fishy at all. Apparently, it was like I don't know his exact quote, but it wasn't a pleasant smell.
Interesting.
But, you know, is pussy a pleasant smell?
Depends on the pussy.
I guess so. Like to some people, like. Pussy is like an aphrodisiac.
It's a pussy by pussy case.
An aphrodisiac.
What the
fuck is that?
It's a smell or something that attributes to the senses that makes you want to fuck.
Really?
An aphrodisiac. So like,
I get like that with Wagyu steak.
Wagyu steak.
Yeah. Fuck the shit out of this prime beef.
You want to slap that schmeat? to a nice little bit of Wagyu. What about Kobe? What about Kobe beef?
No, it's not as good.
Keep an eye on you,
man. Man of the Wagyu. He knows what he likes.
That's why you put the napkin over your lap.
Slaps his dick down on the hot plate with it. Quick sear on either side. Spring the sauce.
Let me hear that sizzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's fucked.
That's the way to go.
Yep.
Yeah,
can we go back to talking about space?
Yes.
All right. Let's combine the topics and talk about space prison.
Oh my god, that'd be so sick.
Yeah, like
I thought you about to say like space pussy or some shit. I was like, what?
Like the worst of the worst. Like you'd put the most fucked people up on space to get them off of Earth.
That
holy fuck!
That's
bullshit.
Most fucked prison.
Why would we like spend hundreds of thousands of dollars lifting a person up to space just to keep them there and keep them fed and. Yada yada.
Nah, don't feed them.
I don't know. America spends money on dumb shit all the time.
Starve in orbit.
That
would cost so much money, and they would have the coolest experience before they die. Why would you do that?
Dude, it's America, bro. They do this kind of stuff. Just trust me. They just sink money into shit.
It's got to solve the future.
Space prison is the way to go. We're going to put them up in space so they're away from the people on Earth.
Yeah, that's just the American thing. Everyone's like protesting. Everyone's out protesting. Like, our prisons are too crowded. Our prisons are too crowded. And the government's like, I got a solution
space.
For you.
Space.
Everyone's outside of a prison with signs saying overcrowded prisons. And then the prison just starts shaking and it just lifts off with a fuck ton of thrusters and it just shoots.
We did it, Patrick. We saved the prisons.
Don't worry, America. We got you.
This is what the Space Force has been working on since.
Shit! It's all making sense now. Damn it! Yeah,
we cracked the code.
Space prison.
For real though, like if I had like terminal cancer, like if I had a terminal illness, if I had something that I knew for certain, like, I was going to be dead in, like, a month or 2 months. I just want to be fucking shot out into space, I think.
You mean, like, just floating, or you mean, like, in a ship?
In a ship, cunt. Absolutely. not just fucking floating. That would be fucking horrible.
What if they give you, like, enough food or, like, some pill you could eat to where it, like, gives you enough nutrients for, like, the rest of eternity, and they just put you in a space suit and they just, like, shove you out? And he's going out to the abyss.
I just punch my fucking visor until it broke.
They put you in a straitjacket. How about that? That's like the ultimate form of torture there. Jesus.
I think if I had 2 months left to live, first I would do heroin, like ASAP, just to dry.
Oh, yeah. You've said you'd want to
100%.
Yeah, you would.
Do every drug.
Do every drug, like maybe a few times. And then I would go up to space. And then I would probably ask to have some heroin on the ship, I reckon, as well. Because it's not going to be fun without the heroin. Like, I've already tried it, you know? And then I'll just be out in space, just on heroin, and it'll be sick.
But you wouldn't even be able to enjoy it. You'd just be nodding off.
No, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Space heroin.
I would want
space heroin.
Bro, I feel like I'm floating right now. This shit's great.
I'd probably be on like a psychedelic or something.
Yeah.
Something serotonergic. I'd want to like have my pupils fully dilate and look right into the sun.
True.
Oh my God.
Dude, I just like, you see God.
Yeah. Just eating shrooms, popping caps in space. The best. That would actually
be an MDMA dance party in zero G.
Oh my God. That would be hectic. That would actually be the best light show ever.
What a banger.
Yeah.
I was
I would really want to do that shit, but space is fucking horrifying. You know, there's no fucking protection against radiation. All you have is your suit. You know that if you were shot out of an airlocker, you could hold your breath for up to a minute. If you take a full on inhale and then you're shot out into space, your lungs will immediately decompress and it'll be the most painful experience and you'll die.
Yeah, I was watching a clip.
But if you have it at 50%, like maybe half your lung capacity, you could probably last for about a minute before you die.
What you're saying is pro tip, if you got to abandon ship, stab one of your lungs and then jump out into space.
No.
Just apparently your blood turns to gas.
Yeah, well, it'll start boiling. Yeah. The difference in pressure will force all of the gas out of, you know, all of the liquid in your body. So you'll be burping, farting, shitting, coming.
No way, coming at the same time.
Yeah, crying and everything.
But what's incredibly fucking metal about going into space without a suit is that the part of your body facing the sun will be absolutely scorching. While the other side that's facing away from the sun will be well below the freezing point, extremely below the freezing point.
So what you're saying, so Swagger, is that you would be just
in place, you'll be okay.
You'd be just right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
You'd be like chicken.
What you're saying is that you'd be just right.
I'd be just right? No, I wouldn't. I would be, all of the gas in my blood would be boiling away.
I would be
asphyxiated. But the eyes would be popping out of my head. I would be simultaneously...
No.
Being burnt alive and frozen on one side, it wouldn't be fun.
No,
what do you reckon your reaction would be? Because you know how it's like hot and you're like, oh, that's hot, and like when it's cold, it's like, oh, fuck, I'm freezing. What reaction do you think it'd have?
I'm telling you.
That's a good reaction.
Just right. You'd be like, it's a perfect balance. You know,
you don't even know.
I actually do. So.
It's like jumping in a pool and then jumping in the hot tub back and forth, you know? I'd probably feel great.
I'm wondering if it's like, know. Or it's like, oh.
Yeah, it's probably like,
it's like some sort of chimpanzee noise.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I wonder if you were spinning, like, really quickly, if it would, like, even out.
Maybe you could
like
actually
just perfectly cooked.
Yeah, like a rotisserie.
Imagine,
it's like,
dude,
it just makes the sound of water hitting lava.
Actually, on my bucket list before I die, you know, one of my goals is to make as much money as I can, just so that I could spend like over $100K to just be shot up into space, go around the moon for like 3 days, then return.
Is that how much it costs?
I think it's like $150,000.
Fuck.
That's what they're hoping for in like the next 10 years. I think that's the price that they're going to try to go for.
Sure. Not by the time we retire, it'll
be cheaper. Billionaires and shitter are already like, you know, bidding. They do like auctions.
Oh, okay.
Russian oligarchs like going like, yeah, I'll fucking spend like a couple million rubles just so I could go around. You have like the Japanese billionaire that's like, yeah, of course, I'll do like a million, 2 million so I could draw a picture of the moon as I shoot around. Like all the shit like that, that's very interesting. I want to be a part of space tourism. And not like, you know, in a business way, but as like a participant.
I heard that, I saw a clip on Rogan that an astronaut went up to space and for the first time, when he looked at the Earth from space, he was like, this is kind of shit.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because apparently like the images and videos and stuff that you get coming from space are so high quality that you can see more with that than you can with your actual eyes.
They're composite images from space. From space, a lot of it is composite images. It's a lot of different images sewn together, a lot of Photoshop, a lot of editing. To give the big picture.
True.
But, you know, from the view of space, the ISS, it's not like you could see the entirety of the Earth. You
probably just looking out like a tiny little window and you just see and it's all foggy and shit.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be foggy, but it's just like you'd look out and you'd see like maybe like a quarter of the Earth that you're moving over because, you know, you're not really all that high up relative to the Earth. I think it's like maybe 100 kilometers or a bit more than that. Let me actually look that up.
You'd want that view from like way further away to get the entire thing.
Yeah, space is so pog, dude.
Yeah, no space.
Yeah, it's only 200 miles up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's like a 2-hour trip in the car. That's not even that far.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then you're just floating there fucking doing nothing.
Space station fucking goes so fucking quick. It goes so fucking fast.
Isn't it like 10,000 kilometers an hour or some shit?
It's just an insane speed because, you know, all like zero G is, it's not like gravity isn't affecting you. It's just that you're going so quickly around the planet that gravity is being negated because you're traveling faster than the distance that you're falling, or you're traveling equal to the speed that you're falling.
Oh, yeah, you're just perpetually falling.
You're perpetually falling around the planet, which is fucking awesome.
That's crazy, man. Isaac Newton invented that.
Yes, he did.
Crazy how he did that.
That's insane.
Yeah, he got an apple, and he was like, gravity, and he crushed it, and then everything just fell.
Everything that's fell. Everything's floating around. He didn't even like Newton came along.
I don't know how the fuck he managed that. That's crazy.
Yeah, what a guy. Oh, my God. Yeah, well... let's talk about space some more. We've talked about space prison. I'm curious to see what a
space six.
It's impossible.
Is it?
It's impossible. It is.
Is it though?
In zero G, yes.
What do you mean?
Is it though?
Explain.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like your boner is going to go down or some shit like that with zero G.
It's just extremely hard for your blood to circulate into your cock so that your blood vessels, you know, like open up and make your cock hard.
Well, if you pop a Viagra or two.
Which is why, like, you know, they wanted Pornhub to send Johnny Sins and some other female porn star into space to have sex in zero G. But later they determined, I believe, that it was impossible to actually get hard in space or to even conceive.
What?
So, like, if you wanted to have kids in space, like, en route to a mission or whatever, you'd probably have to have a bunch of test tube babies ready to be fertilized, and then they would, you know, be in artificial wombs or whatever. Like, this is, like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years in the future. You know, that kind of shit.
What would it be like being horny but not being able to get hard? Like, what would that feeling be like?
I don't know.
Would
I
you
guess
even
you could,
get horny?
I don't know. We should get an astronaut on the podcast.
Straight up, dude. I mean, not
first question
up,
we ask him. So, did you jerk off up there? Be honest. Is it possible?
Dude, I'm genuinely curious. How does it work? Like, actual.
Yeah, I wonder if they train you for that. Like, all right, listen, you're going to get really fucking horny up there, but you're not going to be able to get hard. Here's what we need you to do. Take a couple deep breaths. Think about, I don't know, dying in space. And that way, you'll be fine, you know?
You'll be chilling.
I don't know what
they're
talking. You'll be chilling.
They do that like meditation orgasm shit where they're like,
hey,
just don't even touch.
Oh, yeah,
women would be
free.
Fine. Women would be fine. They'd be able to go ham up there.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't want to imagine that.
Women have an advantage that way, but they have a lot of disadvantages going up into space. female anatomy isn't really kind to like space travel, space exploration, especially like EVA, like getting out of a vehicle and doing a spacewalk. Because, you know, for men, they need to pee while they're like on the moon, surface of the moon, or they have to shit or whatever. Like, men have a device on their spacesuit, which is practically a condom that they slip onto their cock, and then at the end of the condom is a catheter, and then you piss and it goes to the catheter into a urinal bag, and you pretty much just shit into like a diaper kind of thing. but for women, you really can't do that. And it doesn't help that, you know, the vagina's neighbor is an asshole. So
God, I hate that.
Like
guy.
If they, yeah, real douchebag,
real shitty person.
Yeah, and he'll shit, and then, you know, obviously, like, that's just a one way ticket to a fucking UTI.
Jesus Christ, that is very grim. Good.
You know, and that's like an engineering problem that people have been trying to solve.
Imagine being the engineer. That's your job, is to solve that problem.
Yeah, just the perfect cup to fit over a pussy and segregate the asshole.
Hey, segregation's bad.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know. The asshole's pretty shitty.
Sure.
You probably want to keep some distance. The vagina is a bit of a douche. But what are you gonna do,
dude? Yeah, that's the stuff you need to think about when you're bit in NASA and shit, though.
It's like, what do you do for work? I just deal with fucking douches and assholes all day.
They have probably have people that are hired to do exactly that, and that's kind of weird, but
they
not weird.
People, they have people that are designing the suits,
necessary
prerequisites, and all sorts of stuff. But that's one of the hurdles that, you know, we have to, you know, because it's easier to problem solve for a man because we have a fleshy tube. Mm-hmm. You know, women
we have a cock and balls.
And a cock and balls.
Yeah.
Mm. Women have it a little bit harder in terms of space flight, but women are determined, and they never give up.
That's right.
You know, anyone with a wife would know that, because they won't fucking leave you alone to leave. You know, to fucking wash the dishes or fucking do the laundry, and they never shut the fuck up. And it's horrible.
I thought you were going
to
start.
It would probably be good if they were all in space.
Space prison.
I thought he was going to like start like some empowering speech about women. Like, anyone with a wife would know that women never give up. They never leave you the fuck alone, am I right, fellas? Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I love women. Even though it's Pride Month.
Yeah.
Gang.
He really said
gang,
it was
gang. I still have to paint my nails for Pride Month. I need to get some black nail polish because I'm a straight ally. So I have to, you know, I'm going to make it like a thing. Because I did it last June. So I'll do it again. I have to go pick some up.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Gotta finger some hot dudes with them nails.
What was that?
What?
What'd you say?
Nothing. Space prison.
You're like cutting in and out for me.
Oh, am I? Sorry. I made a little joke, and the audience will hear that one. That's fine.
Space prison, space sex, space men
space
and women. What's
school.
The next space thing?
Space school.
Space school.
Space school.
Oh. And space bullies. Let's talk about them. The
space
worst.
Space bullies. Oh, I hate it when they shove you in the air locker.
Yeah. Just like twist. You get shot out of space.
Classic one.
Nerd!
Kyle!
Oh my god, have you guys seen the movie Snowpiercer, by the way?
Oh, I watched it literally last night!
The movie or the show?
The first time! I watched Snowpiercer literally the first time last night. What the fuck?
Did you watch the movie or the show, Jay? Because the show just came out on Netflix. Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I watched the movie, and I watched like the first episode of the...
Okay, Snowpiercer spoilers. I thought of this because we were talking about space and shooting people out into space. Basically, the concept of the show is that, like, society is stuck on this train that never stops moving, and the world has been frozen over, and, like, an apocalypse happened, and, like, basically, like, it's freezing cold outside, and the last remaining humans are stuck on this train that just perpetually moves along the same cycle on this rail, and that's, like, and it generates power, and it's, like, warm inside. And
it's really interesting.
And, like, it's all about, like, it's by the same person that directed Parasite. I forget the guy's name. Mm-hmm. Like, really famous director. But, like, the movie's about like class systems, and one of the ways that they punish people in this really horrific dystopian way, this is spoilers by the way, is there's like this hole in the train, and it's like a glove, and you put your hand over the glove and you stick it, you stick your hand like through this hole basically, and your entire arm is just hanging out the side of the train in this freezing cold weather, and
while
you just sit there and like your entire arm just is outside freezing, the person's just screaming there. until their arm is completely frozen and it's like blue and black. And then they bring it out of the train and then they smash it with a hammer. How fucked up is
that's
that shit?
So
that is
fucked.
Absolutely fucking crazy. Like
that reminds me of if you've seen the Netflix series, I think it's something's Love and Robots.
Sex, Love and Robots.
Sex, Love and Robots.
There was one episode where there was a astronaut in like a module doing some kind of repair, and her oxygen gets fucked by like space junk that was flying by, and she's basically spinning away from her capsule.
Yeah.
And she takes off the arm. She tourniquets her arm, takes off the sleeve, and then breaks, and then her arm freezes, and then she breaks her arm, and then she uses that to throw it so that, you know, the Newton's second law, or the first, or whatever, one of Newton's laws, she throws it, and because she throws it, it pushes her back, and then she's able to grab onto the thing.
That's metal. That's so metal.
It was pretty fucking cool. Because I think first she throws, like, the sleeve, but she misses, and then she has to break her fucking arm and rip it off and then throw that, and then she's fine. Mm. Very, very interesting
shit like
concept.
That's fucked, but yeah, man.
It's very interesting.
Imagine having
think.
A frozen hand.
Mm-mm. Yeah, definitely. Like, one of the things that Snowpiercer did well is, like, kind of, it makes you reconsider. Like, imagine, like, the world does end and a small percentage of the population gets shot out into space, and, like, that's literally the entirety of the human race from that point on. Like, the world implodes or the earth is no more.
It'd be over. Not enough genetic diversity.
Yeah, but, like, where I'm, like, entertaining an idea for, like, entertainment purposes. So imagine, you know, the race, like, society, let's say, is like a handful of ships and it's maybe like 10,000 humans. Like, you would have to completely restructure how society works for this new environment.
Yeah.
And, bro, that's kind of fucking crazy to think about, you know? Because everyone is so accustomed to thinking, like, oh, well, this is how the world works. Like, we have this system in place that's been established over millions, you know, or hundreds and thousands of years, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, I guess we got to reconsider. Fucking, you're out in space.
Legit.
And you got to work shit out on a fucking, in a metal box floating through the galaxy.
And the one thing that I was like, I was thinking about it, but I didn't know how to think about it. But I was, what I was thinking was, you know, the poor, I'm spoiling the whole movie.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Already spoiled.
But the poor people, right? They go, they're like, nah, fuck this dude. We need to go take over that shit because we're getting treated like shit.
Yeah.
But like, the people at the very front and stuff, they know how to run this thing so it, like, constantly stabilizes and is constantly functioning properly.
Yeah.
Like, when they take over, it's fucked. Everything's fucked.
Exactly.
Like, and I was just thinking, like, whose side do you have to be on?
Yeah, well, it's fucked, right? Because, like, immediately, like, there's just a class system in place. And, like, there's these poor people at the bottom that are necessary for the train.
They're
to keep
necessary.
Running, and, but they're treated, like, so poorly, just awfully. And there's these rich fucks at the front that are, you know, not doing very much. And then there's these important rich people at the front that are, like, making sure that everything actually works.
Yeah, legit.
And it's just, like, it's a really interesting film, actually, about, like, class systems and stuff. And
definitely,
I would
makes
highly
you
recommend
think.
Anyone watches it. But, yeah, man, it's wild. It's wild.
And hopefully that's not what happens when we go to space.
Hopefully not.
I'm going to cross my fingers.
I mean, as like I said, like, it's probably not even logistically possible for anyone to survive. So,
well, say you went to Mars with a team of 12 people. You go to Mars, you land, you're out. It's fine. It's just you and 12 other people. And then you murder all the other 11. You and like three others. Kill the rest of them. So now there's only four. You've murdered, maybe the other 10. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck's gonna arrest you? You know, who's gonna enforce law? Who's going to enforce, like, order? Like, especially in, like, a Mars colony, there's like clocks of, like, well, there'd have to be a whole new. It'd be an entirely new structure. They would be completely autonomous from Earth. They would be a sovereign entity.
Things would devolve into like raw tribalism very quickly, I feel.
Well, sure. I mean, it depends on how they would structure. And obviously, like, the people going there for missions are still going to be bound by like a code of ethics and and all sorts of stuff. And they're going to have a mission and they're all going to be, you know, good friends and teammates. And and colleagues, and they're all going to be mature and smart enough to be able to get their job done. But it's a matter of when the colony evolves into an actual civilization, into a self-perpetuating city.
Yeah.
That's when shit gets weird.
Yeah.
Because that's when, you know, well, who are the cops going to be? How are they going to enforce stuff? How are they going to keep people safe?
Who's going to be the leader?
Who's going to be a leader?
Leadership is very important, you know, I feel, in situations like that. And like,
it's that kind of thing. Because at that point, you know, you don't have a fucking police. You don't have a military.
Yeah.
You know, you have literally, you know, your entire civilization either in subterranean caverns or on the surface of Mars in a big glass dome. And either one is probably not going to be pleasant living. And I think most humans that go to Mars to live there are going to have a very hard time mentally adjusting to the fucking wastescape that is Mars. You know, it's not very fun. A lot of people were like, oh, you're gonna let all the fucking, you know, to Elon, you're like, oh, you're gonna let all the fucking rich people go to Mars and be safe away from Earth, and they're gonna have this little fucking paradise on another planet. Like, bro, if you ever fucking, like, do you know what the fuck Mars is like? It's fucking horrible. Like, imagine like the fucking Nevadan desert. Imagine like it's just the driest, coldest piece of shit fucking area ever.
Yeah.
And it's all over the planet. And there's massive dust storms that fucking block out the sun for 3 months. Like,
fuck it out.
Like, yeah. Fucking horrible conditions.
And the hyper wealthy, you know, people who are used to like comfortable conditions and like insanely like beautiful, like peak financial experiences are probably like the least equipped to adjust to that sort of environment.
Yeah, they're not going to want to do that. They may be able to afford a trip, but they're not going to want to fucking stay.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to stay there. You know, unless we drop fucking thermonuclear warheads all over the poles of Mars to accelerate like a global warming and an atmospheric change, there's
saying we should nuke Mars,
hey, bomb Mars,
bomb Mars, dude, nuke Mars. You know, it's a real theory. I'm not sure how exactly ethical it is, because, you know, I think we ought to check Mars for microbial life.
Yeah, it turns out there's this entire microbial civilization of like hyper intelligent, like little beings, like living all around the planet. And we just completely fucked their shit up unintentionally. We land on Mars, like, oh my God, there are so many bodies. Oh my God. That'd be hectic.
You see, like, holy a bunch fuck. Of Martian aliens, like, they were like right under the ground, like, they're just dead. One's holding their child in their arms.
Oh, it's them. It's the monsters. Like, we're so sorry. We just wanted to chill.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, Scott.
There's like little tribal paintings and stuff, and they're like of these massive beings, massive astronauts.
Doomsday. They actually think we're demons. Like, we're the bad guys. We could be the bad guys in the alien movie of the future, guys. Think about it.
We legit could be.
We could be.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, what's that one anime? Like Attack on Titan with like the tall giants?
Yeah.
Like that shit coming in for him.
Yeah.
Dude, it's wild. I remember reading like all sorts of science fiction stuff in the past, and there was this one story where the concept was that humans are the most overpowered species in the universe, and like every other fucking,
yeah, we're pretty OP.
Yeah, like
every other race of alien,
pretty OP.
Like can't like deal with water. Like water's like acid to them, because the human body's pretty fucking weird. It was a very interesting story, because it's like, you know, it was like written through the point of view of like an alien, keeping us in a cage, and it was like, you know, we've never experienced anything like a human before, because it's like they chopped off his arm and he was still alive, and they were really perplexed by that. And then like he fashioned together like a shiv from like a piece of metal, and he tied it to something, and he ended up killing an alien with it. It was like this whole thing that, like,
yeah, it looks interesting.
Kind of set up the, like, humans to be super overpowered. So like imagine if we were actually like the peak, the peak of the solar system, or
shit, that's depressing.
We're the peak, man.
The peak of evolution. Jesus Christ, we're fucked, bro.
We currently are. There's no other intelligent boys around. No one's picking up radio signals. No one's doing anything.
We need some hyper intelligent, just benevolent beings to come along and just help us the fuck out, because we are screwed, I reckon. Like,
straight up, bro. Straight up. Isaac Newton's dead. There's no more shit like that. No more gravity soon.
We need aliens to come over and just be like, oh, you guys still doing war? Fuck, man. We stopped doing that like 100 million years ago. You guys are still fighting about shit? Fuck, figure your shit out. Here, we're going to show
you. You guys still haven't legalized weed?
We're going to show you guys the secrets of the universe. It's going to be fine, little buddies. It's going to be okay. And they'll just like put a nice arm around the earth and be like, hey, we got you. We're going to show you how
tentacle.
To be.
Yeah, tentacle. A nice little tentacle.
We're going to show you how to be. And then that'll be that. And we'll.
And then they take us over.
Then they take us over and we're enslaved to them.
Dude, I would smoke so much weed with an alien. I would smoke a retarded amount of weed with an alien. So fucking much.
Surely. Mm.
To them, it's just like their water. Like, they just need it. They just do it every day.
Yeah, just casually.
Bro, why are you acting so weird, dude? What? This is some weed. You're like, I don't know, man. Space weed, bro. I'm
aliens,
chimping.
Man.
Anyway.
Oh, dude. If I was the first person to come in contact with an alien, like if an alien landed in my backyard, and I was like the first person, the first human to make contact with it, I would be sure to go. They'd be like, hello, what is your greeting? And I would go, yo, we pimp chimpin'. And then from then on.
They just get on their spaceship and leave.
Yeah, they get on the spaceship, they leave, they come back. They have the giant mothership with a loudspeaker, and it goes, greetings, people of Earth, we're pimp chimpin'.
They took your message and started an entire religion about it back home. pimp chimpin'. Like, they've got statues of you everywhere. Yeah, you'd like that swagger. Oh, you'd be their leader.
I would.
Guys,
because then it would finally have caught on.
The message he's been desperately trying to spread will finally have hit home. We pimp chimpin'. Guys,
we are pimp chimpin'.
This has been the Misfits Podcast. We got to wrap it up here. We got shit to do. Hope you guys are having a good one. Hope you guys are staying safe in this crazy world. And we will see you next week. Thank you to our sponsor, Gamersubs. Go to gamersubs.gg. Use code Misfits to grab yourself some gamer energy. And we'll be back soon with more.
And make sure you Spotify 24 hours early.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to catch this podcast on Spotify, just go over there.
With video soon.
Check it out. With video soon. Probably by the next podcast. So,
nice.
Later, boys.
Bye. Good night.
Bye, everyone.